At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parental discretion is advised. Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
And a quick reminder, all of your old War of the Roses dirty works, phone scams are all up on our podcasting page on the Odyssey app. So make sure you get the Odyssey app so you can listen to all of those. All
right? It's free, by the way.
Yes, it is. Welcome Jim to the show. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My wife, Candace.
All right. And this story, I have to say, is an absolute first. Tell everybody why we're putting her to the test. Tell everybody the Peloton story.
All right. So for my wife's birthday this past summer, I got her, you know, one of those Peloton bikes because she really likes to exercise. And, you know, she was scared to go back to the gym, which I understand. So she loves the bike and she uses it every day. And now she's gone back to her job and not working from home anymore. So I get a chance to use it myself in the morning.
Okay.
You know, before I go to work.
Yeah. So you both use the bike.
Right, right. Now, the thing about this bike is before you do any of the online classes, you have to sign in, right? So I just use my wife's username and password. So when I'm doing the classes, I'm doing them under her Peloton ID. So I was doing them for a few weeks, and every time I would do one, I noticed I would get like this virtual high five from the same person.
Okay.
Every time.
So when you do Peloton in an online class, you can give somebody else in the class a little high five. It's not chat. It's just like a, hey, good job.
Right, right, right. They don't have chat as far as I can tell. So this guy who keeps high-fiving me is somebody named Duncan T. So, you know, first I thought, I don't know, maybe he was like a moderator or, you know, like Tom on MySpace, not a real person, right?
Right. So so what changed your mind, though?
So, yeah. So last week, my wife put this picture of her up from a dressing room, and she was trying on dresses for this wedding that we have to go to. So she had this really low-cut dress on and took a selfie with it and posted it. Then I see the comments coming in, you know, mostly from her girlfriends. And then there's this one comment with just the fire emoji a bunch of times. And the person who posted it is called Dunkadunk, whatever, you know, Dunkadunk. But it was spelled with a C, like D-U-N-C. So I click on his profile, and it's a guy named Duncan Thomas.
Okay, so who has to be the Peloton guy?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's him, yeah.
So now we're a little bit beyond just virtual high fives here.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So you want us to run War of the Roses on your wife, then?
I mean, you know, I'd really like to do it to this Duncan guy, you know, but I have no idea what his phone number is. So.
I gotcha. Well, listen, let's at least run it on your wife, Candace, here and see what happens. Maybe she'll choose you. You'll forget all about this Duncan guy. So the way this works is we'll tell her she won a free pantygram from Victoria's Secret. You're going to get to hear who she chooses to send it to and what she puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And I have to ask before we do this, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach a Candace, please.
This is Candace. Who's this?
Hi, Candace. This is Tim. I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you today?
I'm just great. So the reason I was calling is because I wasn't sure if you saw the email we sent you, or maybe it went into your spam folder, but we just started a new promotion this year, and every month we draw names of customers from our database, and then we give those people kind of a little thank you prize, and this month you were chosen as one of our winners. So congratulations.
Oh my God. This is like the first time that I have ever won anything. Literally.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, congratulations. You picked a good first time to win. Now, do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about your prize?
Sure, of course.
So the prize for this month, it's called the VS Pantygram. And the way it works is it's like a telegram that we send to that special someone in your life. But instead of a boring old telegram, it's a tiny little box with real lace panties inside with a note from you. So let's say you want to send a sexy message to your boyfriend. He opens the box. There's real panties inside. And there's a note that says, guess who? Or I have a surprise for you this weekend. Stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Wait, so that's the prize that I won?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's more of a promotional item giveaway, to be honest, but it's a lot of fun. It's sexy. Guys like it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to pass on this one.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? I mean, it sounds really wild, but actually the way it looks when it arrives, it's very discreet.
Yeah, I'm sure it's nice, but I don't think I could send panties to someone. That's just not my style. But thank you anyway.
Well, hold on. Now, what if we sent them anonymously? That way the person who got them wouldn't know they were from you. Then it would just be kind of like from a mystery sender.
Yeah, but then I don't know if I could decide which guy to send them to.
Well, I mean, it could be any guy you want.
That's okay. I'm good. But thanks anyway.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that is a first. Usually they at least, you know, send the panties to someone, even if it's not their husband. So, Jim, I really don't know what to think here.
I mean, it bothers me. She did say, you know, she wouldn't know which guy to send them to. Shouldn't her husband be the only guy, right?
Yeah, and I think what makes it worse is that she said that when she knew it was going to be anonymous. Like, it almost makes me feel like if her name was on them, she would choose her husband. But if her options were open, there might be somebody else.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I felt too, man.
Yeah, although she never mentioned any Dunkin'. So, you know what I would do? Maybe you go out today and buy a box of Dunkin' Donuts. And then when she comes home from work, just throw them down on the table in front of her dinner and go, is there anything you want to tell me? And if she goes, I have no idea what you're talking about, just grab the donuts, jam them in your mouth, and walk away.
This morning zoo's War of the Roses.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.